from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, today's cookie jar is Vegas themed. Let's do it. You're looking down there at the sports book.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see actually who's here at 5 o'clock in the morning, because there's no live sports, yet we still have a couple of people that are, I don't know, maybe waiting for the first event. They got a great seat. They got a front row seater.
Doing their homework. All right, let's get into some questions Vegas themed. The first question I have, the best part of visiting Las Vegas is?
Well, for me, it's the people watching, especially on Fremont Street, because...
What did we see yesterday?
Well, we saw a giant gorilla costume, and a guy was dancing around, which was very entertaining. We've seen the scantily clad women with very well-placed stickers, a lot of feathers.
Whips in hand.
Oh, we did actually see one guy that was on all – he was in a six-point stance getting whooped by a woman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is happening on the street. Like, this is and it's normal activity in Vegas. Like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Now, the crotch guy wasn't here. We didn't see him.
Heather?
I kind of agree with John. The sights that you see, and not just people watching, but everything you can see, right? There's a lot of the lights.
You can see it all.
Well, yeah, you can see everything. So I got to go with that. That's the best part of Vegas for me.
Yeah.
I say the stimulation, right? It's the lights. It's the sounds. Look at these TVs in front of us. I love a sports book. I love, playing blackjack. But it's the energy, the stimulation that makes Vegas unique. All right, when you're at a casino, slots or table games?
For me, it's the slots. If I were to play them, because I'm not familiar enough. I'm too naive to be playing the card games, the table games. And whether it's blackjack, whether it's poker, or anything else, I just don't know enough to sit down and throw my money away.
Oh, you get a couple hands of blackjack. You could pick it up. Heather, what about you?
I don't gamble, but if I were to play, I would choose a table game. One, I just feel like slots, I just hit a button and it's like, okay, I did nothing. But the table games, I feel like you have some hand in it. Like, you've got to think about what you're doing. You make the call. I'd rather play like blackjack. I mean, I'd play poker if I could like freshen my memory of how to play well.
Oh, okay.
I love Hold'em.
I used to play.
Texas Hold'em. Like, you get a bunch of buddies together and play. Blackjack to me is easy. You just walk up and you play. And that's the difference, is I feel like I have a say. The slot, I feel like I'm just mindlessly at the mercy of whatever spin is next up.
Yeah, but you could do it in a much cheaper fashion. You could do, I don't even know what the slots are here. You could do nickel slots, quarter slots, whatever it is, and play for a lot longer for a lot less.
Right, but I feel like you're kind of isolated and you're mindless. If you're at a table, there's like a camaraderie at the table. You're playing against the dealer. You're competing against one another.
Right, yeah, but then I just when I end up hating everybody there because I'm losing all my money.
All right, what they say about Vegas, it's a dry heat. Is the dry heat better than the alternative, John?
This is the dumbest argument I've ever heard. I don't care if it's a humid heat, if it's a dry heat. Hot is hot. And if you're coming at this from my perspective, the big dude, the fat guy, it is uncomfortable no matter which way, if it's humid, if it's – like, we walked out last night. It was, 6:30? And as soon as we walked out, it was like a furnace. I'm like, it doesn't matter. If it was humid, it wouldn't make it any worse.
Humidity's worse. Right, Heather?
I think humidity is a lot worse. However, I know hot is hot. When I was in Vegas last time, it was so hot there, I felt like my eyeballs were burning. It was just like I got out of the plane, and I was like, whoa. But no, the humidity, you don't want that. It's all sticky.
Sticky.
Yeah.
sticky. Does weird things to your hair.
I'll take a dry heat. Dry heat of 105, which I think is what it was when we got here, over like a 95 humid, swampy Florida or the Gulf.
105, 95, you're miserable either way. What does it matter?
Fair enough. The best Vegas-themed movie is?
I probably have to go Hangover. I mean, there's so many epic moments. And
what do tigers dream of?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, just the entire movie. It's a movie that no matter how many times you watch it, you laugh at all of the same jokes and all of the same moments. And it's one where you can kind of relate to. I've never been in some of those, but you're like, I could see that happening with your buddies.
You never had someone yank a tooth out?
No. No, I have not done that.
Tattoo your face. You know what? That's the first one I think of, The Hangover. What? He gets a big face tattoo in The Hangover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, he gets the Mike
Tyson.
Jim
made a face. Yes, exactly.
Well, I thought you said something else. Never mind.
No, I didn't say something else. Come on now. That's the first movie I think of that I know.
Well, after yesterday, in our defense, we never really know what's going to come out.
You say one thing, and it's with you the rest of your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. I'm going with The Hangover, too, because it's the first one that comes to mind, and I've seen it a billion times, so it's a good one.
I thought you said it's with the T in front of it to the face.
Oh.
Which, very different connotation.
Wow. No. Yeah.
But she did not say that.
I did not.
Okay. I said Ocean's 11. I love heist movies.
Oh, yeah.
The Ocean's movies are great.
That's a good call.
Is Vegas the ultimate bachelor party spot, or has it been dethroned?
I don't know. Because, obviously, we saw the draft in Nashville. And we heard about all of the bachelorette parties there. Maybe this is the bachelor capital of the world. It's not where I would choose, but I mean, I get it why everybody would be here because whatever
you do everything.
Whatever happens here stays here.
Well, you can golf, right? You can gamble. You can watch sports, build some parlays with your buddies. You can get outside in a pool.
There's a range out there where you can shoot grenades.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. I tried to get Stoney to do this a couple of years ago. You could shoot grenades. You could shoot, you could shoot some serious stuff. So, yes, you can literally do everything in Vegas.
This is the bros' place. I don't think it's the bachelorette place. I think that's probably Nashville or Miami. But I think Vegas is still yet to be dethroned as the bachelor party destination.
Where was yours?
I didn't do a bachelor party.
Oh, that's right.
Heather?
This is a question for you guys. I mean, I'll take it from you if this is Vegas is a good bachelor party place. I wouldn't choose it for my bachelorette party, but maybe if I was like 22 when I got married, maybe I would have. I feel like it's a very young person destination for that type of bachelor or bachelorette party.
Did Colin have one?
Ask, yeah.
He did, and I don't remember where he went. They did like whitewater rafting and like adventure things.
John, have you
Fish
done
camp.
Two different bachelor parties?
No, that was not. They did not have one the second time.
No? You don't do a bachelor party for a second marriage?
I didn't. People can do whatever they want, but no, I did not.
Okay, my last question, and this is reflective of how long is too long to spend in Vegas. If gambling was free and you could just stay and gamble as long as you wanted, how many days would it take before you said, all right, enough, I got to go home?
Heather, I'll let you go first.
If somebody gave me some free money and said, here, go gamble with it, I'd take the money and go home. Like, I wouldn't even gamble. Like, I wouldn't even stay. Like, I would step foot in the casino to get the money, and then I would leave. Like, I just don't gamble, you guys. I'm not into it.
If it was free money, you wouldn't get the rush?
No, so Jim, I would get the rush of getting that free money in my hand,
answer?
And I would leave.
John just wrote zero, and that's it.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
zero days.
Yep, I'm with you.
Yes.
I think the perfect amount is about 72 hours, right? It's an extended weekend. You come in on a Friday, do Friday, Saturday. By the time Sunday's good, you've had your fix. You've played the games. You got the rush, and you're ready for all that stimulation to subside and go back home.
Yeah, so if I was going to be here for 72 hours, I would want to have the unlimited funds. No, I wouldn't go see a show. I would probably, sit poolside. I'd get drinks. I'd get food. I'd hit every try to hit every restaurant I possibly could hit.
Ticket Tech's pouring in some of their reactions. That is the Vegas-themed cookie jar. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.